This is a Bloomberg Quick Take. Context and background on issues of interest.
Antibiotic resistance. I'm Bob Moon. What makes a pig porky? It might well be antibiotics, roughly 80% of which are fed to farm animals. Using too much of them to help fatten livestock faster, though, could wipe out their effectiveness.
That's all, folks.
About 50,000 people a year die in hospitals from drug-resistant infections in the U.S. and Europe, so health officials want to discourage the use of antibiotics when they're not really needed.
The situation.
There's action in Washington on both sides of the equation, trying to limit overuse and finding replacements for medicines that have become less effective. In 2012, Congress created incentives for drug makers to come up with new antibiotics, and the Food and Drug Administration proposes voluntary measures to curtail their agricultural use.
The background.
Bacteria are constantly mutating, and repeated exposure leads to more resistant strains. The antibiotic era in animal agriculture began in 1946, when researchers noted that chickens fed low doses grew faster. Scientists still can't agree why. Then in 1972, an FDA task force warned that antibiotic-resistant microbes could be passed to humans.
The argument.
The FDA says its voluntary strategy will reduce antibiotic use in livestock faster than a ban that would take years to push through. Drug makers support it, as do industry groups, including the American Meat Institute. Some consumer advocates criticize the plan as an ineffective, hollow gesture. That's a Bloomberg Quick Take on antibiotic resistance.